DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was a Funkervote side project by the name of Ravenous with a track called Between the Worlds, and that was from their latest disc. Before that, you heard Project Pitchfork from their brand new single for Time Killer. That was, of course, Time Killer, and that was the Axel Ermes remix. And we started things off with some E-Craft, brand new from their new disc. That was a track called BioWar, and that was the S. Jarrett mix. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. As usual, I have no idea what something means, and I guess you should all be pretty much used to that by now. A couple things before we go on. Number one, actually three things. Number one, remember that next month, May, is Listener Month. So I've gotten about two dozen playlists in from you guys, and I'd like to get some more because diversity is a good thing. And of course, I'd also like to thank all of the people who have offered and sent in copies of all of the shows that I managed to blow off of my hard drive. It looks like I'm just about up to where I left off, although the quality of most of them isn't as good as the ones that I kept. But better to have that than nothing. As a side note, since January I've been recording all of my shows to minidisc as a permanent archival method, so this won't happen again, I swear. This is like the second time I've had to have you, my wonderful listeners, bail me out of being a complete tool. And that actually is a good segue into the next thing, is Todd being a complete tool. I'd like to make an apology to somebody who's listening right now, and she knows exactly who she is. I sent her an email a couple of months ago after talking to her at a club, and basically she had offered, you know, I guess best wishes or sympathies or whatever because I had lost my job, and I was really sick at the time as well. Unfortunately, I didn't handle it as well as I could have when I emailed her the next day and basically said that I don't want or need your, you know, sympathy or support, and that was A, very rude, and, you know, that's not like me. But unfortunately, I had a lot of people, you know, do you need anything, and that sort of thing. And I got a bit of a complex about that. See, I'm an adult, and I don't need anybody to take care of me, right? Anyways, as I said, there are better ways to handle things, and that was not the best way. And she knows exactly who she is. Anyways, and of course, that also proves that I have absolutely no balls, because I can't phone her up and tell her that, you know? So, there you go. Anyways, we're going to continue on the show with some stuff from back in the day. This is an old Toronto indie band by the name of Industrial Arts with a track called Power Trip. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. In the city, in deep despair. a couple tracks that I used to play at the club way back in the day, like 95, 96. Way, way, way back. Well, at least for me, at any rate. That was, I almost said Fleshfield. That was Fear Factory, with a track called Self-Immolation, as remixed by Frontline Assembly. And, of course, before that was Industrial Arts. They're pretty much, I think, almost derided and laughed at by people who remember the old-school industrial from this city. But, I don't know, I always really liked that track. And there was another one on that disc that I really liked that I, you know, I can't find my original copy of the disc, but I can find a mix CD that I burned that had that track on it. So, I don't know, what can I say? Anyways, we're going to continue on with a band out of Mexico by the name of Hocico, and this is from their album Sangra Blood something or other, at any rate. You know, quit doing stuff not in English. You know that Todd can't pronounce anything. And this is a track called Spit as an Offense. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Thank you.
Band by the name of Concrete Nature, out on a proudly Canadian label known as Gashed. Eric is God, Eric is God, Eric is God. There. Hopefully that makes up for the comments that I made a couple of weeks ago about... Actually, it's kind of funny because I said, the world must be coming to an end if Eric doesn't have the time to send an internet radio DJ free stuff, which of course was so incredibly tongue-in-cheek. I just can't believe it. But at any rate, that was a song called Icy Hands, which I guess must have been written about a woman, or at least if it was, it should have been called Icy Feet or something like that. I don't know. It's I don't have the excuse this time that it's 1 o'clock in the morning to be rambling on and making absolutely no sense, but I'm pretty good at that. So, you know, do what you're good at. That's what I always say. Anyways, we're going to end off the show with some synth pop, because you know it just wouldn't be RSA without some cheesy 80s synth lines. And this time we're going to throw a little bit of guitar into the mix. This is a band by the name of Naropa with a version of Lifeline that I haven't played here before. This is Lifeline. This is Neuropa. I'm DJ Tud. See you next week.
Sounds the same. A fight for glory, a man to pain. You know it's true. When I'm close to you, I try so hard to understand, but the answer falls out of my hands. You know it's true. When I'm close to you. Drowning in life's mystery.